So you've heard this before, right? Technology is liberating.
Give me 344J. Thank you kindly.
Don't talk too long, Gran. Supper will be ready in a few minutes.
Hello. Ed? Well, get along close to your phone. Ain't gonna bite you, Ed.
Dial telephone? Yes, I did hear something about it down at the grocery store this morning.
Yes, technology liberates us. That's what we hear all the time. But then why did telephones enslave us? They enslaved us to wires for generations, and they still enslave us to numbers that must be memorized and dialed. Well, now that Google is officially rolling out a free phone management service, phone use potentially may become more like email and instant messaging. We're just identities, and the information that's trying to reach us finds us and follows us wherever we are, and we can choose to pay attention to it or not. What does this mean? New York Times technology editor Sam Grobart is here, and Sam, this is about getting rid of the 10-digit phone number on one level, but it seems bigger than that, wouldn't you say?
I think it is. I think it's basically, well, it's a couple of things. It's pretty much the end of voicemail, as far as I'm concerned. And
that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. It's a lot more convenient. And it's also treating voice like data, which is essentially what it is, and allowing you to manipulate it and manage it as you see fit.
So what does this mean in practical terms, and what is the capability that Google Voice, which I guess is still in beta,
right,
which is entertaining all by itself, and will be rolled out officially in a couple of weeks, what is it able to do that hasn't been possible up till now?
Well, Google Voice has been around before. It was called Grand Central. And what it does is it gives you a new phone number, and you give that number out to your friends and your coworkers and whomever. They dial that number, and it will ring every phone you've attached to that number. So now you just have one phone number you have for your mobile, for your home phone, for at work. And it has call management features, which allow people to leave you a message, but then allows you to look at that message online, transcribed. It allows you to hear it online. It allows you to send certain calls to voicemail. It's like you have your own personal assistant, basically.
So it gets rid of this issue of I don't have a pencil to take down that number, because you can actually take whatever piece of information that's in your voice and channel it into text so it can come up on your phone. And that can include anything from directions to my house to an actual map, right?
That's right. It'll basically take anything you say. It'll do a pretty good job. It's kind of interesting to see how well it does that transcription service. And it will allow you to see that on your computer, your smartphone, wherever you happen to be.
All right. Well, here, Dylan, we've got this tape here that actually begins to explain this. I'm talking to Dylan in the control room there. So we've got you reading something into this Google Voice, and then we're going to see how well it transcribes. First, here's you reading.
Hey, Jim. It's Sam. I'm going to read you the first paragraph of the Gettysburg Address, okay? Here goes. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Hope that's good. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Now, Google Voice converts that to text and can send it to any platform that you have to deliver that message, so you don't have to dial up your voicemail to hear your messages.
Exactly.
And you can get the message easily, and you know, it takes you a second to look at the text. But here's what Google Voice transcribed your message. It's a little garbled. I just want to warn you.
Okay.
Hey, Jim, it's Amber. I'm going to read you the first tire track of the Gettysburg Address. Okay, it goes 67 years ago. That's getting better. Our fathers brought for upon this company, I'm going to actually conceived in liberty and dedicated for the proposition that all men are created equal. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Amber?
Amber. Yeah, what's that about?
I kind of like it.
Well, it's because you're a geek and you love the technology.
Right.
I don't want Google garbling my messages and changing my identity.
No. It's expected that voice recognition software will obviously improve. And one of the things that Google Voice is already very good at is taking down phone numbers, for example. So while it may garble some text,
it definitely gets the numbers.
It gets the numbers fine.
And ultimately, are we looking at an era where all we are is the identity of our name? And
right.
The platforms are something that computers sort out, and maybe, I guess, satellites and brain implants figure out where we actually are, and that's something for the NSA, but that's where
right.
we're headed.
That's pretty much the deal. I mean, the idea is that you'll have text, voice, images, video, all being sent around, and picked up by you wherever you happen to be, something in your hand, something on your desk, something at a terminal somewhere else. It'll all just be out there in the ether, basically.
And, of course, Google wants to be first, don't they?
Yes, exactly. And they'll be right there everywhere else.
Well, we want to check in with this technology as it emerges into the sort of mainstream. Sam Grobart, personal technology editor for The New York Times.